Kindergarten da besagt besachen da und da und beginnen mit base beginnen test the master begin with the gemara in times tibber be bubble there's no public fast in bubble el tishba the only one that has that halachic status is that of tishba which here's a contrast rashi explains meaning regarding lechem but I don't that you have to stop eating when it's still daytime but less of a malacha that's prohibited to malacha for shachum me amur mshem all the truths they apply to time tibber you don't have that in bubble because they don't have a problem with rain only one is tishba. But then says Tishba, if you're going to say, just have to take a second look. It says Tishba miyabikatayin tzibul esav malacha. Is Tishba also like you're saying the only one they have is Tishba? But Tishba is not like a tayin tzibur, which, as Rashi said, one of them is to be prohibited from malacha because that, as we say in the Mishnah, depends on the minig hamakom. So that says Tishba. We're talking about the hakim. This is what the halacha is saying. Ain tayin tzibur bebavel. There's no halachic status of a tayin tzibur bebavel. Afil bemakom shloim no galas malacha. Even a place where the minig is not to do malacha. And that only on Tisha B'Av, but other tainis, even a place where they don't do that on Tisha B'Av, but they don't do that on other tainis tzibur. They don't have this halacha of not doing malacha. Similar says Master, but this means words the Gemara. Imi Tisha B'Av, Imi Kippur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, which the only thing is that regarding the suffix. Torah says, why are we saying the only difference is regarding if you have a suffix? That's the only difference. Why did you mention malacha? That you could do malacha in the place that the minhag is to do it, and Yom Kippur you can't do malacha. So in there, it seems to read that Mishum the Seifa Masakul Lashayus the malacha, because we know from the Seifa of this teaching that malacha is permitted. Because Gabe, as the Gemara concludes, that this all one Tanoic text, ain't being test b'av latayin tzibur, that there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a public fast. That Tisha B'Av allowed to do malacha, but Magmas Shnogel Asabat and the Sibi not allowed to do. So therefore, since we find this difference over here at the Seifa, that we see over there that malacha could be permitted, so therefore we don't have to say it over here by the difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Now, why don't we mention a difference of Ne'ilah, the lesser of Tisha B'Av, Kiddul Kaman, that you don't say Ne'ilah by Tisha B'Av, but you do say by Yom Kippur. Because the Brisa only talk about things that are regarding things that are prohibited or permitted and not regarding other halachas like what type of tefillas you say on these days. This begins with the Gemara. Lab the Shari bin Ashmash today, isn't it, to tell you that it's twilight is permitted? Explains this Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara thought to say that this that says Yom Kippurim, the doubt is forbidden, Tisha B'Av, the doubt is mutter. What's the doubt? I mean, Be'er Shmash, when the twilight, Yom Kippurim is asked, Tisha B'Av is permitted. So that says, Tayyis Dimalari to one to the Riyah, Maikit only got me Yom Kippurim Sveikoi. Why are we saying, by Yom Kippurim, oh, that what's going to be forbidden is the doubt, which is Be'er Shmash, and that's what we're trying to say, but that by Tisha B'Av is going to be permitted. What do you mean, Ha'afil of Vadiyah Master? Even definite daytime on every Yom Kippurim is forbidden, because the Tayyis is Yom Kippurim Dereis, the halacha of adding on from the day of Yom Kippurim to the weekday is biblical. So forget about Ben Hashmash even before that. That's a taste of materials. And the answer is the Nukat Sveikai. The reason why we picked doubt is you're right. Regarding Yom Kippurim itself is even from data. But it's Lashmina the Betesbav to tell you the Chiddush on the other case, which is regarding Tisha B'Av, that's the Sveikai Mutter, that even Ben Hashmash is going to be permitted. But you're right, Yom Kippurim is us even Mibel again. Ketanak says, Master, it begins with the Gemara, Likvi the Yarcha. The difference is regarding establishing the month. Tracy explains, what does this mean? Because the Gemara said that yesterday we said that there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim only regarding the doubt. What is that really? That's regarding if they have a doubt regarding when the courts made the new month. So regarding Yom Kippurim, we're going to be stringent. And regarding Tisha B'Av, we're not going to be. So Tracy says, in Lafayette, don't explain Kagoyim B'nei Bol. Like the people who live in Babel Shein Yodim Masei Hukvachaj, right? So they don't know, because they live too far, they don't know when the courts made the new month, Shayit Tzrich and Lassus Yom Kippur Shneyam, that then they would have to make Yom Kippur 2 days because they're stringent, and Tisha B'Av you wouldn't have to. No, don't say that, because the Behed Yom HaBasei Perakam in Rishonah, in Rishonah, Fechaval, Marav, the Gemara explicitly says, Shein Yosna Liyamecha, they only keep one day Yom Kippur. Allah HaBirushu, rather, this is what the Gemara is saying. Sveikai, also the doubt by Yom Kippurim is going to be forbidden, meaning it mistopic if he's in doubt. I feel like Eretz Yisrael, even if he's in Eretz Yisrael, Masar Kvah Chodesh, when did they make Rosh Chodesh? He went to Alba Midbar, he was going in the desert. Then then he makes 2 days Yom Kippurim. Then he calls Sveikai Dereis, like anytime you have a subject Dereis, doesn't look like they go stringently. But it's not because, like those in Babel, because in Babel they don't keep 2 days Yom Kippurim. Now, Hikshu Rashba, the Rashba asks, the Mashma, but it sounds like Likvi Diyarche in Chalukah. Okay, it sounds like one regarding that this of having 2 days, you're not sure when Rosh Chodesh was on Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, Regarding that is when they're going to be different between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Halachot the very Shabbat sounds like for everything else they're the same. But while Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av say also, but Yom Kippur, the addition of Erev Yom Kippur, of adding on time to Yom Kippur is forbidden. V'tes B'Av, Tisha B'Av, Mota, but Tisha B'Av, there's not a lot of Tisha's of the day of adding on to the day. So why don't you say that as a difference? Number tier 3, the re-answer is the Lenari El B'Dram, the Sheikh B'Tan says, we're only talking about things that apply to the day of the fast itself. And the fast itself, it doesn't have this addition. It's the addition on the fast that there's a difference. And therefore, we didn't mention that as a difference. The next says the Maskel that begins with Zigmar, but Vamer Bichim Bichim says, well, I just bought Kol Hayom. But if only a person would daven all day, which, therefore, so how could you say that you don't say Nila on Tisha B'Av? That Tosha says, what do you mean? Avagav Rabbi Yechon, Ari Davka, Basavik, Lez Pahal. Tosha is bothered by a question. He says, Rabbi Yechon, that he says that a person should daven all day and daven and say all types of tefillahs only if you're not sure if you daven. Avadi is spell, but if you for sure prayed, asal is spell. You're not just daven something that you're not obligated. Like it's obvious in the Gemara and brachas chaval from enough. The coming Gemara says, Sabik is spell, Sabik is spell. Someone's not sure if you daven or not. So the first opinion says, Ali is spell, shouldn't daven. Rabbi Yechon says, no, well, the Vaish is spell, if only a person would daven all day. The comment the Gemara says, if you daven and you find the tzibbut davening, you can find something to make a new type of a prayer, then you should go and daven again. But if not, you don't daven. So what do we bring from Yechon and saying, oh, what do you mean? Why are you saying Tisha B'Av? You don't say Ne'ilah. Oh, what do you mean? You should daven all day. That's not true. That's only when you have a suffix, but not if you're not obligated. But still, still the Gemara is a good question, because Kim Yechon, since according to Yechon, all suffix mechayv l'spal, when you are in doubt at least, then he holds that you do have to daven. Simkein neveiver b'tisha b'av. So by tisha b'av, the dumb of the tainis tzibah become a drum. That it is similar to a public fast in many different facets. Over tainis tzibah ikat tefilas neila, and by tainis tzibah you do say the prayer of neila. So that was the Gemara's question. But tisha b'av nami suppose that b'tisha b'av one should also daven neila. That was really the question coming from Rabbi Yechon. Mishan the Gemara answers hasam chay v'hachur shus. You're right, but tainis tzibah is the obligation here. It's a rishus pirish, as Tosha explains. Lo legam rishus, not totally voluntary. It's just saying it's not obligatory. But yes, you're right, there is a mitzvah, because ultimately we're going like Rabbi Yechon says, Alavaisha's Balakalamiyam, and yes, it is someone to Tan Sipra. All we're saying is that, yes, there would be a mitzvah, but there's not a chayva, and that's the difference that you have between that of the Tan Sipra and Tishba regarding Ne'ilah.